97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, we talked entertainment on Fridays in the 4 o'clock hour with Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. And every once in a while, I have my friend Dan Buffa pinch hit. But I've missed him so much, I thought, you know what, Dan? Let's do a separate segment outside of that and have you on at 5:30 on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
This is a perfect way to end a long, hot week of working in a plumbing warehouse. So this is like the banana split at the end of a long week. So
I love it. Well, we're Dan and I are friends. We love to talk entertainment. He is a fellow movie critic. I've kind of semi-retired from seeing movies on a regular basis. And dude, I don't know if we've really talked about this, but like, I seem to be the outlier on every film. Like, I thought The Odyssey was okay. You know, I wasn't blown away by it. I don't think I need to see it again. I loved Project Hail Mary. That probably was my favorite film of the year so far. I thought Spider-Man was average. I seem to be on the outlier end of that because everyone loved it. It's now made like $900 million domestically. Where were you on Spider-Man and The Odyssey?
I really enjoyed Spider-Man just because of course, they brought John Bernthal in, and that always makes everything better. And I just thought that the story was a little more cohesive than No Way Home, but everybody liked No Way Home, and I just thought it was kind of okay. But the inclusion of Bernthal and kind of a little bit of a different thing with Tom Holland, I also just think he's a joy to watch as Spider-Man. He kind of nails both roles pretty well, and it's not easy, but he's also insanely likable. But The Odyssey, I was crazy about.
You
and
were.
I did watch twice.
Okay. Let me go back to Spider-Man real quick. I love Tom Holland in the role. I really do. And I've loved all the movies. And I didn't think this was a bad movie. I just was surprised that the reaction was more positive than I thought it should have been. And man, it's making a lot of money. With The Odyssey, I made sure, Dan, that I saw it on the IMAX. I was actually going to go to the screening. I think it was on a Monday night, but it was the night of the Home Run Derby, as you might remember. And I think I made a good call to not go to the critics screening because of what happened with Jordan Walker. So I went into it with, you know, certainly open mind, and I love Chris Nolan, and, you know, everything about the cast seemed fine. I know that there was some stuff about it being woke with Elliot Page, etc., but that didn't really bother me. That was a small portion of it. I just thought it was loud. I couldn't understand the dialogue at times. I mean, Matt Damon was fighting a lot of stuff on the water, but outside of that, it did not emotionally connect with me in any way, shape, or form. So from that perspective, I think Chris Nolan's movies in the past were a lot better than this film, but it's probably going to win every damn award it's nominated for in the winter, right?
It's definitely going to contend. I don't love all of his movies.
We're losing you here, unfortunately. Hang on, Dan. Hang on. We got technical. As soon as I start bragging about the video connections that we have and doing stuff like that, then it breaks up and I can't hear you. Are you there? Are you there right now? Yeah. Sorry about that. You cut out for a second.
I can hear you.
But I think I missed what you were saying there.
Christopher Nolan did that, man. I don't think he liked the way you're talking.
Yeah. Well, what was the film? You were saying something about Chris Nolan's movie that you didn't like that other people liked. Which one was it?
Interstellar. Okay. Everybody's crazy about. I just kind of think it's okay. And Tenet, I think I didn't really know what he was going for. But so this one, I thought he kind of really got back to his Inception roots, the way he kind of makes a film about a guy who is desperately just trying to get home to his family. But I also thought the cast that he brought along, Tom Holland, you really wanted to strangle Robert Pattinson. I mean, the whole cast really brought it, and it's a beautiful film. And I watched it twice just to make sure that I wasn't just, you know, sometimes you see a film for the first time and you kind of fall hard, but I wasn't expecting to love it as much as I did. But yeah, I'm kind of in the majority on that. It's almost kind of boring, Mark. You're in the minority.
I am in the minority.
Spot to be.
I can't believe that I'm in the minority on some of these things. I really can't. All right. How about anything streaming wise? Are you watching anything right now that has caught your attention? I've been doing a lot of the documentaries that are on Netflix. I'm actually watching Tehran on Apple TV Plus. We're in the middle of the second season. I never really watched that until about a month ago. I think it's pretty entertaining. Apple TV Plus has a lot of really good quality shows that I think have been excellent. But are you streaming anything?
They do have a lot of good content.
What are you streaming that you would recommend these days?
I just finished up Furious with Emmy Rossum, and it's a show, kind of a serial killer, not more of a whodunit, more of a cat and mouse. We know who is the killer in the first episode, but it's the return of Emmy Rossum to a full-fledged leading role in a TV show that
like
really
that.
Does this one much better. It's 8 episodes. It just finished up. And this is a kind of show where the antagonist and the protagonist, they share scenes together because they have something in common. And it shines a non-preachy light on the long-term effects of sexual abuse and how that can make somebody turn one way and maybe make some other person turn towards like the other way, as in law enforcement, but they have a shared experience. And so I think with being entertaining, it also says a lot about a topic that maybe not a lot of filmmakers or TV showrunners can make.
And that one is called, and where is it streaming?
It is streaming on Furious. It is not Fast and Furious. There is no Vin Diesel here. It is just Furious on Hulu. Just finished up on Sunday, 8 episodes. They don't waste a second of your time. There is no filler episodes where you're kind of like, well, that wasn't necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole cast, I mean, Scoot McNairy, who you'll know from 17 different movies, he has a really good role in it, but it's Emmy's show, man. She's a powerhouse in this one.
Well, look, I love her, and of course, I think most people would know her from the show Shameless. I saw she was fantastic in that. I did lose that show, lost its way, I think, in the last couple of seasons. I'm not even sure she was in it for the last season, but I've always liked her as an actress. So, but what's funny about, you're the first person that's brought this show to my attention, Furious, and I'm about to go, I probably maybe would have seen it because I'm a Chad Powers fan, and season two of that just got released, so I'm going to Hulu this weekend to at least watch a little Chad Powers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good gems. I think they even put 9 to 5, Dolly Parton.
They did.
They put that, which is smart because we all need a little bit of Dolly this week, don't we?
Well, you know what, Dan? I'm going to talk to you about that because I know you wrote a little bit on your blog about Dolly, and even maybe you said something about your dad being a little confused while you were sad about Dolly Parton. You made a little bit of an analogy, but that didn't really affect, you know, when that happened, it's unusual, as you know, because there's so much division pretty much on everything these days. No better example than what happened in the news today with this Lindsay Clancy trial, but everybody loves Dolly, right? And everybody loved Dolly, and there's so many tributes out there. It's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I think that when celebrities die, we all kind of get hit a little bit. But for somebody who tried to do as much with her name without ever really talking down to people with it, she was just such a pro, very easygoing, and she used her time really well. It makes me want to kind of use my time a little more well before I finally jump off this rock.
Well, because what I said, and I tweeted this at the time, I never really remembered Dolly not smiling. And even if she was saying something kind of, you know, business-wise that was sharp or was trying to make a point, she still did it with her smile and with her giggle. And she really was a complete cultural phenomenon. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, even in Steel Magnolias, when she's putting down Shirley MacLaine, she does it with kind of a smile while she's doing hair. That's just what she could do. She could never be mean. And I think... but she could say something, you know, instructive or kind of feedback, but she never gave off a non-positive vibe. And I think that's so hard for anybody to do, like you or me or somebody in her status, to kind of never give off a vibe that wasn't like, man, this is fun. She had fun being Dolly.
I think it's very difficult for people to do that. And you're right. She was excellent at it. One of the shows that I talked about with Paul Hall in the last hour, I've been seeing a lot of the promos for it. Have you checked out Mayday, which is the new show that's with Ryan Reynolds on Apple TV Plus?
Is it a movie or is it a show?
It's a movie. I'm sorry. It's a movie. It is a movie.
Like, oh, man, 8 episodes. Oh, no.
No. That one is a movie. You're right.
It looks like a perfect pairing. You got a guy like Reynolds who looks to be doing Ryan Reynolds, kind of his usual thing. But then you have Kenneth Branagh, you know, kind of using almost getting comic relief to the comic relief. So I'm very – it reminds me of Man from U.N.C.L.E. when you had Cavill and Hammer kind of paired with each other. You have Reynolds and this very esteemed, serious Shakespearean actor. So I think it looks good. I have not watched it yet, but now it is back on my radar.
So the show that I'm most looking forward to, and I hope it's not disappointing, and I do like a lot of the shows and the offerings on Apple TV+, have you seen the trailer for Brothers? This is Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. They play themselves in this particular series. It debuts on Wednesday, September 23rd on Apple TV+. The trailer makes it look amazing. And these two guys, again, talk about likability factor. They're just a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Fun fact, Mark, and I can't really discuss too much of it. I've watched the whole show.
Have you?
It is the Ed. I'll just say this: it's the Ed TV sequel we all wanted that we never got, to have these two guys who there's a rumor that they could be related, but right. In this one, they take the personas and they just kind of investigate that, but while giving us Woody and Matt. So I will say, without really, I don't really care at this point. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's 8 episodes. They go by quick. They're like 25 minutes to 30 minutes apiece. But it's the Ed TV sequel that we all wanted.
I love it. I'm looking forward to it. And again, I really do like Apple TV Plus. I don't know if you were a fan of your friends.
They're very unique, yeah.
I love Your Friends and Neighbors. I think both of those seasons, that's the John Hamm show, was outstanding.
So I think for people that want to see a different side of Tom Holland, watch the Apple original Cherry, where he plays an Army war veteran who comes home and starts robbing banks with his girlfriends. It's by the guys, by the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
And it's a very serious, almost Platoon-like serious movie where we get to see a different side of Tom Holland that we don't get to see. He's more of an anti-hero instead of a hero. So Cherry on Apple TV Plus, they have so much good content on there.
Are you a Slow Horses fan?
I have watched the first season, so I am way behind, but they pump those seasons out, Mark, like nothing, like no other. I mean, Gary Oldman must just be living and breathing that character.
I have never seen, for a show called Slow Horses, the great irony is, you're right, they rock these seasons out. They usually have trailers for the next season by the time the last season ends, and I think it might be season six now. We're on season six that's going to come out here on the 16th of September, so that's crazy. It's pretty good. It's entertaining. I like Slow Horses. You should catch up, because Jack Loudon, who plays River Cartwright, is really good in that movie with Gary Oldman, and Gary Oldman is just a classic, you know, grouchy character. It's really good. Dan Buffett, it's awesome to hook up with you. Dose of Buffett. Tell folks where they can find what you write about and talk about entertainment-wise. I think you blocked out again. Dan, are you there? Well, it's Dose of Buffett. Just Google that. That's Dan Buffett. We're coming back with Audio Cut of the Day. A good one here today too. Unfortunately, it's about the Lisa Clancy case, but some of that coming up here.
Get more at 971talk.com.